Module 5, Know Your Value So You Can Get Paid What You're Worth. There is no one else on this planet like you. You are a masterpiece, magnificent and original, one-of-a-kind work of art. But is that how you feel right now? In life, the things that make us different often make us feel vulnerable, inadequate, insecure, or even isolated. Yet these things that make you different are the very things that make you unique and valuable. Once you learn to leverage this value, it can be the key to your wealth. You see, what makes you unique makes you valuable, and what makes you valuable can make you wealthy. This isn't about raising the value on something that is hard for you or that you don't enjoy. In fact, for many of us, it is easier for us to ask to get paid more for the work that we hate than it is to get paid well for the work that we love. What if I told you that you could get paid the most in life for the things that come easiest to you? What if I told you that you could get paid the most in life for the things that come easiest to you? What if I told you that I believe that's not only how it can be, but how it should be? Well, I believe that you will be most successful by doing exactly that. But in order to achieve that wealth, you must value yourself, your gifts and talents, products and services, at a level that matches what the market is willing to pay for them. If you undervalue what you have to offer, you will always be working harder than you have to and getting paid less than you should be, and you will never experience the joy that comes with extraordinary levels of success. So how do you determine your value gap? First, in order to identify your value gap, you have to know what you're placing your value on. What is the unique product, service, talent that you're bringing to the marketplace? Let's say that it's your consulting services in whatever field you happen to be in. And let's say that the reason you are so good at giving these consultations is because you draw upon a strong experiential background in your field. But there is also a strong element of intuition about what is contributing to the issue at hand and how it might be resolved. Your value gap is the difference between your self-assessed value of what you have to offer, that means how much you charge for your consultation, and the value that the market or the client would be willing to pay you for your services. For most people, there are people in the market who would be willing to pay much more for their services than what they're currently charging. This is called, in essence, your value gap. Even if you haven't yet found access to these higher paying clients, the fact is they exist and they need your help. And they would be willing to pay much more for your services than you're currently asking, if they only knew about you and the value of your services. In a few minutes, I will talk more about how to assess or access those clients. But for right now, in the time being, let's just work from the valid assumption that they do exist. The next question then is, how do you bridge your value gap? In order to achieve the wealth and success you want, there is really only one answer. You must raise your self-assessed value to more closely match what the market will bear. The question is how. For most of us, it is an incremental process where we raise our rates somewhat, find new customers to validate this higher valuation of our services, raise our internal valuation of our services, and then begin again. The process is kind of cyclical. I'm going to give you an example of the measurable shift that happened when I began to bridge my value gap, and then I will tell you the four ways I have observed that people begin to close their value gap in hopes that it will really help you. First, my example. In 2.5 years, I increased my hourly rate by 9,900%. How's that for a huge step towards bridging one's value gap? You see, when I started out, I was working for $300 a day, which came out to roughly $5 or $50 an hour for my speaking services and my speaking skills. 2.5 years later, I presented a one-hour keynote speech for $5,000, and that's my going rate. That's $5,000 per hour, which is 100 times more per hour than I was getting paid before, and it ends up being a 9,900% increase. So how do you get from $50 an hour to $5,000 an hour? In my experience, there are four ways this kind of shift can happen. Number one, sometimes you raise your rates first and then realize that people are happy to pay those rates, so you raise the internal value you place on your services. Other times, there's an internal shift in how you value yourself, and so you raise your rates to reflect that change. Perhaps one of the most common ways is to take the advice of a client, mentor, or other trusted individual who has the expertise and experience to assure you that you can reasonably charge more than you're currently charging at present. When you raise your rates, guess what? Lo and behold, you find people happy to pay your new rates. You've just taken a step towards bridging your value gap because you are now valuing yourself more highly. Other times, it may not be that you receive this positive feedback on your positioning, but it may come in the opposite way. You look around and find a competitor who charges more than you're charging, but who provides less value to the customer. This convinces you that your offering is worth more than you're currently charging, so you raise your rates. Again, you've taken a step towards bridging your value gap. These are examples of external validation to support bridging your value gap. Other times, the shift happens internally. Again, these internal shifts can come from the positive inspirational source or from a negative motivational source. Perhaps you've attended a workshop, maybe even one of mine, that has inspired you to shift your internal value. Suddenly, you are better connected to your true worth, and you know in your heart that you deserve to be paid more than you've been paid in the past, so you raise your rates. At the other extreme, sometimes our life situation is so difficult, we are so overwhelmed by circumstances that it is literally impossible to continue on the path we're on. And so out of necessity, we decide to raise our rates and see if it will make a difference. When we find clients to pay those new rates, we have again made a step towards bridging our value gap. Whatever way or combination of ways you bridge your value gap, doing so is perhaps the single most important step towards building wealth that's founded upon the unique value you have to offer to the world. Remember, the most beautiful thing about this process is that it is getting paid the most for the things that come easiest to you. Let me say that again. Remember, the most beautiful thing about this process is that it is about getting paid the most for the things that come easiest to you. That was worth repeating. So once you bridge your value gap, we are back to the question of how to communicate that value to the world so that the higher paying customers will recognize that value and hire you. That has to do with becoming a master enroller. And by master enroller, I don't mean that you master the art of being salesy or pushy. What I mean by master enroller is being able to communicate clearly about the value you provide, the specific offer you are selling, and how someone can take you up on it. You see, I run across many clients who say, "Lethea, I don't know how to sell. I don't want to be a salesperson. I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to be intrusive." Well, my friend, I have some news for you. If you are not willing to tell the world what you have to offer, how much it costs, and how they're going to benefit from using your services, it is likely that you're going to struggle to be successful in business. Being in business is all about learning to sell yourself. But here's the beautiful part of it. Selling yourself doesn't have to be this pushy, salesy thing that you're probably thinking it is. You don't have to scream to the world, buy my stuff, hire me, hire me. You don't have to sell yourself that way. You can sell yourself in a very authentic, a very clear and powerful way that is not aggressive, that's not pushy, and does not intrude upon someone else's space or intrude upon the relationship. Let me tell you a little bit more about mastering the art of selling yourself and becoming a master enroller. There are three simple steps, my friend. The first step is to clearly communicate to the person what you have to offer. Like, what is it of value that you have to offer them? Just confidently and clearly state what you have to offer. Then powerfully communicate how the person would benefit from the thing that you're offering. And then thirdly, share how the person can take you up on the offer. It's as simple as those three things. When you clearly communicate the offer that you have, powerfully tell them the benefits they'll receive if they take you up on this offer, and then show them how they can take advantage of the offer, you are starting to become a master enroller.